do you have it around here?
Oh, yes, we have it in quantity.
Okay.
And I forgot bay trees and magnolias when I was giving you trees a while back.
Okay, well, let me see. Cow itch is the same thing, then. It's like poison oak, except it's a vine. Mm-hmm.
And I can see willows and elms from here, and I left them out. And a cedar also.
Well, and those are common ones too.
Mm.
Well, let's see, do you have any other names for cow itch?
I can't think of any right now.
Do you ever use poison ivy?
Oh, yes, of course, poison ivy, but that's what that's the other
word.
Is that
the same thing?
That's the same thing. That's the same thing. I was just, I knew there was the other word, and most people use the other word, and
I just
couldn't say it right then.
Well, I'm glad you didn't think of it offhand, because that's...
Poison ivy is what I generally say.
That it's the common expression around
here. See, you had the mind turned to older expressions, and I was bringing them up, and the common modern expression, I didn't...
Yeah.
I don't think I ever said poison ivy.
Okay, well, if you were out picking berries with some children, you might tell them, don't watch out for this kind, because these are the, don't pick any of these because...
Of these berries?
Because they will.
They're poison?
Okay.
Or poisonous?
Okay, which would you use with that?
I think if I weren't thinking at all, I'd say poison.
Okay. And, let's see.
The noun.
Kinds of berries that you can eat. What kind?
Well, you eat blackberries, dewberries, snakeberries.
What are snakeberries?
Snakeberries are a very tasteless wild strawberry. And of course, we do have some good wild strawberries.
Hmm.
But they're rare now.
What about, Well, let me see. What's that?
That's mountain laurel.
Okay, what about this?
It's also a rhododendron.
What is this then?
Oh, dear.
What do you call
We don't have the white
or,
rhododendron
or
here.
Yeah. This is the same thing as this. Azalea-looking flower.
Well, now you say wild azalea.
What I call wild azalea, and this may be what you call wild azalea. I call wild azalea has a flower that looks a little bit more like a honeysuckle flower.
Now, some people call it a wild, most people do call it a wild honeysuckle or a bush honeysuckle.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wild azalea.
Yeah, okay. Well, what would you call this, or do you have it around here? With that leaf that it's kind of... it's not shiny really, but it's a dark green. It's not fuzzy like it.
I think this is the kind we have here, the regular mountain laurel.
Yeah, and this is what you call it.
And that's what I call it.
Some people call it ivy.
Oh, wait a minute. There are people who call it wild ivy. There are people who call it wild ivy. I forgot about that.
But you've always called it mountain laurel.
I've always called it mountain laurel. But there's a peculiarity here that you have to take into account. When I start naming scientific or nature-setting matters, there will be another influence that you may not know about.
Yeah, learned terms.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I sort of take that for granted,
there have been
but
people...
But this is not...
It's
just not common here.
I don't recognize
it. I've never seen it before until I went out to Birmingham into a wildflower.
I really don't think it grows here.
I don't think it does.
Now, the kind that people call wild honeysuckle and is an azalea, there are two or three kinds of. There's a pink and a white and a tall and a low.
And a yellow.
And a yellow, but the yellow is rare here.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's see. You